I'm Russ White for MSU Today. Southfield native and MSU alumnus Jonathan Kirkland is playing George Washington in the Chicago production of Hamilton. He was recently awarded a Distinguished Young Alumnus Award from MSU.
You know, I was so shocked when I heard word that I'd be given this award because, you know, I know so many fellow Spartans and alumni and friends who do some extraordinary things. Like, we're all in the kind of same age range. You know, you come in school and you have your graduating classes or whatever. And I know so many educators and people who are doing so many, you know, so much community service and just doing these crazy things that, you know, when I heard that I was being given an award, I was like, me? Are you kidding me? But it's such an honor, man. It's such an honor to know that a place that helped groom me and a place that helped cultivate really who I am, you know, has followed my career and has followed what I've done. And I get it that it's Hamilton and it's loud and it's all that. But honestly, I wouldn't be in that show had it not been for my time here. So it's such an honor, man. I'm excited. I'm excited for the event. And I'm grateful, man. Really grateful.
Kirkland says MSU helped him reach his potential.
Man, it's crazy. I'm back here now. This is the first time I've been back in at least 5 years. And it just feels like home. You know what I mean? It's something different in the fabric at MSU. You know, I was blessed enough to have a lot of auditions and be recruited by a lot of different universities to sing in their programs and do all that. But MSU, man, it's such a family feel. It's such a communal feel. And I think you see that, you know, represented in our sports programs, in our music programs, in the education program. Like, you see people come back, you know, and people want to come back to talk and come back to just hang out. Even before before our interview here, I was with former professors and teachers just kind of chopping it up and just talking about old times. And what MSU did for me specifically was make it okay to be who I am. You know what I mean? I think in our society, especially as an artist, you can go through a lot of identity crisis sometimes. Luckily, I've never fought that fight at an extreme level, you know. But MSU said, listen, you are a young, at the time, 17, 18-year-old kid, a young black man who wants to sing opera. We want you to sing opera, and we want you to be great. And I said, all right, cool, let's do it, you know. And luckily, you know, they walked with me in that process and the discomfort of it, you know what I mean, at times going through coming from a predominantly black community to what MSU is the antithesis of that, right? But me never feeling like anyone was trying to make me feel left out or cast off or whatever, but actually the opposite and inviting me in, like, come into this world, man. We want you to be here. So that's one of the many things. And of course, the training I got through the College of Music as an actor, as a singer, and then being able to translate that in the work ethic. You know, they told me, I was just talking to some students and telling them how they told me flat out when I graduated, they said, John, you have the talent, you have the gifts, you have the charisma, but you are too lazy. You will not make it in the real world if you're going to be that lazy. You need to decide either you want to do this or you don't. And I took that to heart, you know, and they told me, and that's another thing I love about us. We're so honest. Like, we're not pulling punches for anybody. Again, and you see that through Coach Izzo, Coach D, our professors on campus. Like, we're not pulling punches. We'll tell you flat out, like, you're good, but you haven't earned the right to do anything. And they said, now we cast you in the shows and we did all that because we knew that eventually, you know, John won't be prepared day one, but by showtime, he'll give us a great show. He'll do his thing. But it doesn't work that way in real life. Real life, day one, you need to be ready. So they trained me and they groomed me and they were patient with me. And it was the perfect little bubble for me to grow in, you know.
One last time.
Kirkland is thrilled to be playing George Washington in Hamilton.
I would say with Hamilton, you know, it's such a blessing because I get to do work that is transformative and I get to do work that is monumental and that's transcendent, you know. And as an artist, you always don't get the opportunity, especially as an artist of color, you don't always get the opportunity to play a president. You know what I mean? Actually, you never get the opportunity to play a president because, you know, our society, you know, America is a beautiful country, and I think we have so much good, but it tends to be drowned out by the bad that we have going on, and it's so volatile right now, and it's so crazy right now, you know? And one of those ills that our country has sins that, you know, she needs to be forgiven for, one of those ills is just how people of color are portrayed, you know? So for me personally, it means so much to be able to walk on stage every night and show a different image of what people of color can be. You know what I mean? And furthermore, even if you take all that away, take away the societal stuff, the political stuff, I'm having a good time. You know, like, I love my job and I love to do what I do. And it's so great to be in a show that literally is the biggest show in the history of American art, you know, American theater, at least, you know, and eventually world theater, I would argue, world musical theater, it has to go down top 2 to 3, you know what I mean? And that's including whatever may be written moving forward, you know? So it's such a blessing to be a part of, and it's something I don't take for granted, because I paid my dues and I've gone through those off-Broadway contracts for $300 a week before taxes, right? So, you know, to be here is such a blessing, man. And it means a lot to play the role that I get to play and to play one of our founding fathers, you know.
Kirkland says his prayer is that anyone who sees him and his colleagues in Hamilton walks away filled with love.
I think with theater, you know, you take from it what you bring to it. You know, that tends to be, I think with any art form, but theater especially, because it's live and it's in your face and it's all that. So whatever you bring to it is ultimately where you're going to take. Now, what I hope people take, I always say my prayer, man, honestly, is that whomever comes to our show and has any, you know, kind of disdain or hate or anger, any kind of malice in their heart, I hope that they would see our show and walk away filled with love. And I know that sounds cliche and it could sound corny, you know, if you want to call it that. But honestly, man, that's my prayer. You know what I mean? Is that people who are filled with these things that humans, I think, can be above. You know what I mean? We hope that they walk out of our show lifted above whatever it was, you know? So that's like the macro of it. Now, the micro is the beautiful thing about theater and the arts in general is that we hope that, you know, we give you a better day and that we entertain you. You know what I mean? Like, people come to the show, you never know what people are going through in life. You know, somebody could be dealing with tragedy, you know, have suffered a major loss. It could be something minor, just having a bad day. You know, it can be they need a little perspective. I love what our director, Tommy Kale, says. Every show, sitting in the front row, every show you're going to change someone's life, and every show someone's going to take a nap. So you just got to find the perspective, you know, and understand that lives are being changed through the work we're doing. And somebody's going to be really tired, man. They're going to take a nap. And that's okay, too, you know. So ultimately, hope that people are entertained, that they get what they paid for. And hopefully they walk out with a little perspective.
Kirkland hopes that audiences will always see him as the everyday man who's happy being himself.
An old acting teacher of mine said this. She said, John, you know, it seems to me that you really want to represent the everyday man. You really want to represent the common, you know, average Joe kind of guy. Like, you know, he goes to work, he has a family, you know, he just lives a good life. You know what I mean? And that's true. Like, whenever we would be working on scenes, like, I always kind of bought in a similar type of guy, you know? So hopefully people hear me and they see my career, see what I've done, and hopefully I'm relatable. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes, especially for younger artists, man, you can see these big actors and these big celebrities, and you can feel like, you know, man, I can never do that. I can never be that. Look at that guy, man. I'm not that guy, you know? So hopefully, I hope that people would see me and say, oh, I could be that guy. You know, if that guy can do it, I can do it, you know? And whatever it is, it can be if you want to be an actor, if you want to be a teacher, if you want to be an engineer, I don't care, whatever you want to do. Hopefully people see me and are encouraged to just be themselves, man. Just be who you are and know that who you are is more than enough. So, because once you start trying to become a carbon copy, we lose the essence of you and we get somebody else. And if we get somebody else, we'll hire somebody else for whatever it is, right? So just be you. I hope that people hear me and see me and say, you know what, I'm gonna just be me, because that guy is just literally being him. Whatever I am that day, I'm just being me, and hopefully it works, and so far so good, you know.
Follow John Kirkland, aka George Washington in Hamilton, on Twitter at @TheRealJKirk. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.
I love my MSU family, man. Go green all day. And love you guys, man. Come to Chicago, come see us, come see the show.
Teach them how to say goodbye.
George Washington's the
Thank you for listening to MSU Today. Visit us online at SpartanPodcast.com.